Now in his fourth year as governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger has become a passionate environmentalist. With the world's seventh largest economy, he says that California can be a global leader in reducing carbon emissions.
And we all should make an effort not to pollute our earth.
Scientists say that greenhouse emissions are a key factor in climate change responsible for global warming. Schwarzenegger has committed California to cutting its emissions 25% by the year 2020. That goal is even more ambitious than the European Union's target for the same year.
California has taken the leadership in moving the entire country beyond debate and denial to action. As California goes, so goes the rest of the nation. I propose that California be the first in the world to develop a low-carbon fuel standard that leads us away from fossil fuel.
President Bush maintains that cutting greenhouse emissions nationwide would hurt the U.S. economy. But some business leaders in California say there's money to be made from clean energy. Arpad Horvath is an engineering professor at the University of California, Berkeley.
Bay Area venture capitalists are pouring billions of dollars into green technologies, and I think they are very right. I think this is the wave of the future.
But will it be sun, wind, or something else that replaces coal and oil to make electricity? In Southern California, San Diego Gas and Electric is placing its bet on solar.
It's exciting. We're building a major solar thermal development project. It will be, when it's completed out, it'll be the largest in the world.
One California venture capitalist calls alternative energy the biggest opportunity of the 21st century. Stephen Levy of the Center for the Study of the California Economy says investors are throwing big money at multiple technologies, hoping for a breakthrough.
And some will win and some won't, like happened with Google and Yahoo, and there must have been 10 companies that tried to do that and failed.
Engineering professor Horvath says wind has a bright future.
As the fossil fuel prices have risen, wind has actually come up as a viable technology for electricity. Of course, we can't power our airplanes or cars on wind.
Many Californians are doing their part to combat climate change. There are more hybrid cars in California than anywhere else in the United States. San Francisco environmentalist Eric Walgemuth believes that consumers and business are doing more than government to protect the environment.
Ultimately, the private sector is going to drive the innovation, and if there's not a market opportunity, if consumers aren't going to demand it, it won't be there.
While some perceive the United States as a laggard in the fight against global warming, what is happening in California suggests that change may be on the way. Barry Wood, VOA News, San Francisco.